Father God, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you, Father, for the breath of life. Thank you, Lord God, that in Jesus' name and through the blood of Jesus, we can boldly come before the throne of grace. We can boldly come before you, our Heavenly Father. And Lord, we can ask, Father God, of you for whatever it is that we need in this life, whatever it is, Lord God, that is required in this life, whatever it is, Lord, that you stir us for in this life. Lord, we have access to the Creator of the universe. We have access, Lord, to you, Father, our Heavenly Father that loves us, that knows us. So, Lord, this day, Father, just as we come before you, Lord, and as we combine our prayer with the prayers of those that are going forward all over this world this day, towards the end, Lord God, of human trafficking, the end of modern-day slavery. Lord, we pray in accordance with your will. We pray in accordance with your word. We pray in accordance, Lord God, with the power that you've put inside of us. Right now, Lord, we declare that we are your children, bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. We are those that know your name. We are those that have been called by you. We are those, Lord, that you have put in the earth at such a time as this to bring forth, Lord God, both your statutes, your judgments, your truth, and, Lord, to decree, Lord, that which is the will of God at such a time as this. And, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father, we come before you, Lord, this day, specifically, Lord God, around this issue of human trafficking, around this issue of modern-day slavery, around this issue, Lord God, of those that are in power, that use that power to destroy the lives of others, that do the works of the devil to steal and to kill and to destroy. Lord, in your word, Lord, you've exposed it, Father. You've exposed it in your word. Lord, in John 10, Lord God, you exposed it very, very clearly that all that ever came before were thieves and robbers, and the sheep did not hear him, but that the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And Lord, those that are part of that sinister industry of human trafficking, their entire existence is in line with the thief. Their entire existence is in line with the devil. Their entire existence is connected with demonic forces, demonic spiritual principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places, doing human sacrifice unto demonic entities and gaining power from the destruction that they do unto others. And we expose it for what it is. Lord God, in Jesus' name, though, we also declare the truth that greater is he that lives in us than he that's in the world. And we have power, all authority on heaven and on earth is given unto you, Lord Jesus. And in you we live and move and have our being. And so we move in the authority that we have from being consummated with your spirit. Because even though the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, you, Lord God, you came that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. So this day, Father, we proclaim life and abundant life. We proclaim life and abundant life in Jesus' name. Father, we speak to the very core of the works of the enemy this day. We speak in Jesus' name, and we curse it at the roots right now. We curse that darkness at the roots. We curse those things that would seek to enslave and destroy the lives of other people. In the many, many forms that human trafficking has turned into in this world, whether it's the sex slavery, whether it's the organ trafficking, whether it's the illegal adoptions, whether it is the slave labor that takes place all over the world, whether it's the child soldiers, whether it's the illegal migration that puts people into all kinds of terrible situations and takes advantage of people that have no other means. Lord, in Jesus' name we proclaim and stop in Jesus' name. Father, instead we proclaim life. We proclaim solutions. We proclaim light and truth to shine in dark places, to expose. Lord, we thank you, Father, that you've been answering our prayers. You've been answering our prayers, and you continue to answer our prayers, even as light continues to break forth, even as we move from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, even as we move from the power of those that seek to steal and to kill and to destroy, to the power of the one that came that we might have life and have it abundantly. Lord, we proclaim in Jesus' name right now life and truth. Lord, we pray right now, Father. Lord, we pray for every person that is enslaved right now, for every person that is in a vulnerable position, for every young life, for every life that is to be born, that's in a vulnerable position that the devil is seeking to steal and to kill and to destroy. Lord, we pray for their protection right now. We pray for their deliverance right now. We pray, Lord God, for resources to be brought to bear and to be that you would work through, Lord, the natural circumstances and situations to save lives this day. And in Jesus' name, to every demonic force that would seek to steal and to kill and to destroy, we break your hold right now. In Jesus' name, let go. In Jesus' name, we cut you off at the roots, and instead, we proclaim freedom. We proclaim life. We proclaim truth. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask you this day. Lord, we ask that you would send your angels, Lord God. And Lord, that you would war on behalf of the people of this earth, Lord God, that are enslaved. Father, we pray. In Jesus' name, set them free. Lord, there's so many that don't even know how to call out to you. But Lord, you are merciful. Father, you send your rain on the just and on the unjust, on the righteous and on the unrighteous. Your sun shines, Lord God. And Lord, you are merciful and you are gracious and you are good, Lord, to your children and to your creation. So Lord, we pray, Lord, as those that know you, as those that know your name, as those that know your voice, as those that move in your power and in your strength. Father, we pray for a world that cannot pray for itself. We pray, Lord God, for a place and for a creation that is in confusion and in bondage and in slavery and is just going further and further off the cliff. In Jesus' name, we proclaim that you would intervene on behalf of the affairs of mankind, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you would destroy the works of the devil, and we partner with you to destroy the works of the devil right now. Lord, in Jesus' name, Father God, raise up, Lord, legislators, those that are not compromised, those that are not bought off, those that are not paid for, but raise up those that speak truth, that work towards a just end, that represent the best interests of everyone, to bring forth godly legislation, godly examples, truth to move forward. Lord, remove corruption. Remove those, Lord, expose those that are part and parcel of the devil's schemes. Expose them, bring them to the light, and let their shame be openly known. And instead, Father God, replace them with truth and justice and people that will bring forth legislation that will be good, laws that are just, that will be enforced. Lord, that we pray, Father, for law enforcement and investigators and those that would seek to be the hand of justice and enforcement. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would bring within their ranks trustworthy men and trustworthy women to stand in the gap and to enforce that which needs to be done all over the world, Lord. We pray that you would raise them up, Stir the hearts of men right now and women right now to intervene and give them the resources, give them the technological capabilities, give them whatever they need to make a difference, to see a stop. Lord, we pray for civil society. We pray for everyday individuals, mothers and fathers, daughters and sons, friends and neighbors. We pray that you would stir their hearts towards becoming part of the solution, to doing what they can, to being mindful of where they spend their resource so that they do not become part of that supply and demand cycle, but instead stir them up. Stir them up to be part of the solution in Jesus' name. Lord, even for well-intentioned people that may not know you, Lord, we pray, Lord, just move them, Father, in the right direction this day. Lord, your word says that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord's, and you direct it wherever you want it to go. Lord, you can direct the heart of the king. You can direct the heart of the peasant. You can direct the heart of the poor man in the street. You can direct the heart of anyone, Lord God. So, Lord, we pray that you would direct hearts this day towards a solution, towards an end of this atrocity. Lord, we've been created in your image and in your likeness. And this attack of the enemy to enslave the lives of people is an attack against that which has been made in your image and in your likeness. To destroy, to extract the soul, to damage innocence and vulnerability. Lord, in Jesus' name, stop. Stop this. End it, Lord God. End it, Father God. End it, Lord God. Father, we pray right now. Lord Jesus, we pray for every spiritual group around the world, anybody that has any inclination to anything of the Spirit, we pray that you would stir them. We pray that you would stir them, Lord, this day. Lord, your word says, Father, in James chapter 1, 27, you said that pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widow in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world, to visit the widow and the orphan. Lord God, to those, Lord, that cannot fight for themselves, the fatherless and the widow, those that are vulnerable in our society, to any religion that has any value anywhere in this world is that which fights on behalf of those that cannot fight for themselves. So, Lord, I pray, Father, I pray, Lord, as even as you've said that this, that is the only form of pure religion that's there. So, Lord, I pray, Father, that you would quicken all groups out there that seek you, however they may do it, Lord God. Father, I pray that you would quicken them towards fighting for those that cannot fight for themselves. Stir them, Lord, this day. Speak to them this day. Lord, even as anyone that seeks truth finds you, because you, Lord Jesus, are the way, the truth, and the life, Lord, let any of them that have even a seed of something good in them, a hope of something good in them, Lord, stir them towards being part of the solution and advocating for those that cannot fight for themselves. Lord, let this be a burden that comes on their hearts. Let this be not just something that stays on their hearts, but let it materialize into action. Galvanize them into action, into change, and into being part of the solution this day. Thank you, Father, for those that you are raising up. Thank you, Lord God, for those that fight for truth. Thank you, Lord God, for those that you have called by your name, Lord God, to be part of the solution. Lord, we pray that you would encourage them this day. And Lord, for every victim, Lord God, right now, Lord, we pray that you would speak to their hearts, Lord. For everyone that is in bondage right now, Lord, we pray that you would speak to their hearts this day. Encourage them, Lord God. Let them know, Father, that they are not forgotten. Let them know, Lord God, that you love them. Let them know, Lord God, that you, Lord, hear their prayers. You, Lord God, hear their prayers. In a dark, dark place, Lord, let light break forth. Father, we pray, Lord, for those that are engaged in the business of trafficking. Father, we pray that you would bring conviction onto their hearts. Even for those that have seared consciences, Lord God, we pray that you would bring conviction to their hearts this day. Lord, let it be heavy upon them this day. Let them realize the destruction they're doing to their own souls as well as the souls of others. Let them realize the judgment that they bring upon themselves by participating in that. Lord, bring them out, because they themselves are enslaved. In enslaving and destroying the lives of others, they themselves are destroying themselves. Father, bring conviction. Bring clarity, Lord God. Bring them out, Lord. Let them know this day. Let them just close these businesses. Let them close these pipelines of human beings that they're feeding into these destructive enterprises. In Jesus' name, let them just know this day, stop. Lord, bring them out. Save their souls in Jesus' name. Father, for those that are engaging, Lord, in buying commercial sex all over the world, those that destroy their own lives and that destroy the lives of others, and Lord, in their own minds, they've justified this. In their own minds, they've come to some sort of rationalization with all of this. But Father, this day we pray in Jesus' name that you would bring conviction, that you would stir them, Lord God. Lord, that they would know and understand that they destroy themselves, they destroy their families, they destroy the hope of ever having true intimacy in their lives, they destroy those that love and care for them. And they destroy the lives of those that they do this to. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would set them free from their bondage as well. Raise up men, godly men, men that protect women and the vulnerable, and those that are in dangerous situations, those that fight for those that cannot fight for themselves. Lord God, we pray. Father, we pray for justice this day. We pray, Lord God, that you would raise up justice this day. Father, there needs to be justice. There needs to be the fear of God brought back to bear on mankind. Lord, there are those that right now they do not fear consequence because they feel like they themselves are in positions where they cannot be touched. Father, I pray that you would remind them this day that they are but men and women, and that you would remind them that there are consequences. There are consequences. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that you give people windows to repent. But Lord, right now, that window is closing, and it is closing fast. Lord, I pray, Father, that you would act on behalf of those that need your help right now. And in Jesus' name, we pray. We pray, Lord, that you would end human trafficking. Lord, we continue, Lord God, to combine our prayer and our faith and our trust and our petition. We bring it before you. You've said in your word to be anxious about nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication make our requests known unto you. So we make our requests known unto you this day. Father God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you. Lord, you made the very earth that we stand on. These are small things for you. But Lord, we ask that you would act. We bring this before you, our King, and we ask that you would act. And Lord, we ask that you would do whatever is necessary to end this, Lord God. Lord, end this in Jesus' name. 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 So, Lord God, we seal this prayer before you. We bring this petition before you. In Jesus' name, we pray for the end of human trafficking. Amen.